Folks, did you get the harvest that you wanted? That's easier said than done, because the same applies for subsistence fisheries and trying to measure their overall success. Remember, we have in subsistence fisheries and personal use fisheries, there's permit limits, and I would say in general, particularly for personal use fisheries, it's I think like 25 salmon per household and maybe another
Behind us.
25. If you have a household of a certain size, and that's kind of a general sense from the board of about or a maximum of what people want. So, but to really measure your success, you'd have to go out to everybody, I guess, and probably do a poll and say, did you get what you want, rather than just looking to see whether they took 25, because some folks may not want 25, they may
Right,
only
they sit
want
back
five,
and listen, see, experience.
or folks. Might be some folks out there who'd like to have a lot more than 25. So
Should have done it a couple
you can
years
get the
ago.
information, but again, it's kind of money sensitive. You got the buck, you can do just about anything, I guess.
So
It's
much for everyone. Mr. Chairman,
scientifically doable.
I wanted to add that this yield per fishery compared to the 10-year average yield would be relevant for each personal use fishery. They would figure that out through their surveys, I understand. When you apply for the personal use, you send your survey back in, and they could compile that and compare that to the 10-year average. But that would be for subsistence fisheries and personal use fisheries, and then all the commercial fisheries as well. So it could be broken down. One problem with this measure is that it could
You
be
can leave.
30 pages long, because you'd have to list out every species, gear, and location potentially to get to the one that you were interested in. So, but we get back to the same. I guess maybe we got to do a board of fish hearing, because again, this is, I would put in a measure of whether they met the allocation for personal use fisheries, or if there is one. We're getting into the policy call a little bit with Representative Mulder and maybe even yourself of how much should we have and is it successful. I guess I'm assuming that the board kind of tries to determine what the allocations are between the various subsistence, personal use, sport, and commercial, and it's at that point that their goal is to manage the overall, generally because they have the biggest portion, they manage the overall fishery to try and make sure that that goal is achieved, and that's the measure we ought to have. And if they're told by the board to get 50% into personal use, then they need to manage it for that purpose. If they don't, then they haven't met their goal. But we shouldn't, for them necessarily, be telling them that they ought to manage for 30% or 10%. We ought to try and make sure they manage based on the thing here, subject to allocations established through the regulatory process. And I guess that's, so I would like to, I do think an appropriate measure is whether you met that allocation that the board gave you, and I think that's appropriate. But to hold you accountable for what the board did, is not necessarily appropriate. Representative Davis.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think you might find that this process, I think you might find that true in other instances as we go through this, that there are some agencies or divisions that are controlled and need to respond to other agencies or boards. I ran across that earlier today, and I see it again here, and I don't know
Sure.
how many other times, but that's something in this process I think we need to, do you combine the two, or do you completely separate them?
But I think an appropriate for them, they are generally the managers of the fishery, so the total harvest versus what could have been harvested or reaching that escapement goal, for the overall amount of fish, trying to make as much fish available based on the allocations that are out there isn't a bad measure. Based on the harvest and the escapement of the particular year, if they have those numbers, because they do eventually know what was harvested and what was, they got their estimates of what was escapement, and they can figure out whether or not they let too much escape. And and there's reasons some years. I mean, frankly, out in Bristol Bay, if there's a big storm, the fish can go through it in a day, and the fishermen can't get out there, and the escapement's triple what it should be. It wasn't necessarily their fault, but they can point to those. But it is a decent measure, frankly, of overall how much they were able to utilize of the available harvest. We got any other questions right now? We'll work some more on this stuff. And like I say, this kind of applies to, we've got Yukon-Kuskokwim, but it really, we never once mentioned it could have been Cook Inlet, it could have been Southeast or Bristol Bay or Norton Sound or...
Somehow Cook Inlet got brought in a little bit, didn't it?
How did that happen?
So, all right, well, we'll wrap it up for today. And thank you very much for coming, and we'll work with you a little bit on trying to distill a little bit and maybe work on a few more measures or refining our measures a little bit. Thank you.